welcome. Thank you very much for joining us. It's fantastic to have you here. You and I met at Microsoft Inspire back in July, and I had the privilege of listening in at the Women in Tech session. I'm really excited to explore the subject of employee engagement with you. You've got some amazing stories to tell. And during today's session, we're going to explore the journey that you've been on. So you're not from an HR background, and I think it's really important that we explore how people from all areas of the business are responsible for employee engagement and where that culminates. I'd also love to explore how organisations can improve themselves, how they can make themselves fantastic places to work. So as you're aware, we're talking about the subject of employee engagement, and I'm really interested in your thoughts around this. Obviously, you've led an organisation, and the organisation has now been listed as the number one company to work for from a Sunday Times perspective. That's amazing. Kate, before we dive into the journey that Chess have been on, one of the things I'd really love to get out of today is the journey that you've come on as an individual. So where you began at Chess to the role that you're in today, because you're not from an HR background.
Yeah, not at all. And that's something that I absolutely love about my job and about why I'm so passionate about employee engagement and why I'm happy to talk about it all day long, because for me, Chess is what I would call my first real job. So I'm not someone who's come from a career background. I didn't go to university. I left home when I was 16 and got pregnant as a teenager. So throughout my life, work had not been the main focus, and I'd never, ever, ever could have believed that I could have been director in a business. It just seemed something that was unachievable for someone like me. What's good about Chess and what has led me to becoming so passionate about employee engagement is seeing that the opportunity that the workplace can give to people and the difference that that can make to people's lives. At Chess, I was recruited into a sales role is how I started at Chess. I didn't have any experience, but because they saw in me the right attitude and energy, they gave me a chance, and through that I was able to progress in the business into sales training, then becoming into the head of knowledge. And throughout that, alongside it, I always got involved in the culture and became a cultural ambassador. So we always look at attitude and energy through our recruitment process. And I think that has enabled me and many other people in our business to progress in a business and have opportunity that they never would have had before.
So that's really interesting, and I can see just by the look on your face, the engagement that you're feeling working for an organisation like this is just shining through. You know, I think everybody listening to you and watching you will be able to resonate with this. I think, you know, all of us have come on our own personal journeys. Some have been more challenging than others. But the reason why I feel so inspired by the story you tell is because the output really has energised other people to do their best work. So I'd love to spend a little bit of time talking about how you see your employees back at base being energized. At Microsoft, we talk about empowering every individual on the planet to do their best work. And it feels as though Chess is a really great example of how that's happening. So do you want to just talk a little bit about the way that people are able to work, the times that people are able to work, the culture that they work in, the environment and that kind of thing?
I'm so passionate about my role and about what we do at Chess for our people. And I think that if you were to come to Chess, you'd see that a lot of other people have this energy and this passion for it, because as soon as we get people into Chess, right from the interview process, we make sure that they fully understand the Chess culture and what they can be part of. And the aim of us, our vision is to be a great place to work and to enable it to be a great place to be a customer, because we know that if we've got engaged employees who are all behind what we're trying to do as a business and they enjoy coming to work and they're passionate about trying to achieve the company goals, then they're going to then go on and create a great service for the customer. So everything that we do goes back to our blueprint, which was created about 15 years ago for Chess, by the people at Chess. And that's our company vision, our company values. And that underpins absolutely everything that we do and threads through what I think has made us a great place to work.
Okay. And one of the things that you and I have spoken about before is how people can relate to that blueprint. And you've talked about how you've personalised the blueprint to all of the individuals in terms of having up-to-date photos. Yeah. What would be your tip for organisations consuming this information in terms of how do they do this?
For me, and I always say it, there's no magic formula in being a great place to work. It's quite boring when you talk about it because it's just sheer rigour and consistency. So we've got a cultural methodology with Microsoft technology at the heart of it that we have embedded across our whole organisation. And what that means is we do the same things week on week, month on month, year on year, so that all of our people know what to expect. And everything that we do links back to communication. So whether it's the monthly stand-up, which is done from the same script at every site by a different director on the first Monday of the month to energise all of our people to kick off that month, going back to the huddles, which people have daily, either through Microsoft Teams or in person. We have the monthly one-to-one, which every employee has through our own Engage employee employee tool that we created ourselves. All of these things linked into our cultural calendars mean that people know what to expect and they know when it's coming, and it's just that small drip all the time of consistency. And I think that's what's worked for us.
Okay, so in there you talked about a couple of different things. You talked about people working in different locations.
Yeah.
And I'd really like to explore that a little bit more. You also talked about the use of technology. So let's start about, in fact, the two probably knit together really nicely. So you said you've got six locations, 550 employees.
Yeah.
That's really challenging. How do you get all of those people working together?
So, yeah, it is really challenging, and I think that's a massive... When I talk about my own growth journey, that's the growth journey that Chess has been on at the same time is massive. We've gone from being 160 people all based in one office in Alderley Edge, where we were a telecoms reseller, which is really old world, and we knew if we were going to continue to grow and continue to provide the right solutions for our customers, we were going to need to change our commercial offering. So through a series of technology acquisitions, we've gone from being one office with about 160 people in one site in Alderley Edge with everyone on the same system, in the same office who all knew each other. We've now got those six offices across the UK. And as you can imagine, communication going from one office to six could have been a massive, massive challenge. And what we've had to do to ensure that it isn't is really embed the Microsoft technology into the heart of everything that we do. So it's become part of our everyday lives. That combined with the rigour of our own cultural methodology, which we stick to, as I've said, day in, day out, month in, month out, has really shown how we can make those six offices become one team. What Yammer has enabled us to do is have those six offices working together as one team. Now, there'd be some people who'll never visit the Edinburgh office or never go to Paisley or never go to Bury St Edmunds, but what Yammer has done is allowed all of our people to know what's going on at all times in the business through the use of Yammer that they own themselves. It's enabled people to naturally want to communicate with each other. We went from having five different ICT support service desks over five different offices to merge them into one team and one reporting line. And we could only do that through Microsoft Teams. And not only did it enable people to feel like one team, the knowledge share that they gained through the third line supporting the first line was something that I don't really understand how we would have done without embracing technology. And it's not always been easy, you know, getting people to work in a different way than they used to. People, well, what's Yammer? Is it going to take up a lot of my time? What's this? But once people start to see the rewards that it brings and how it makes them feel, I can't imagine us taking it away now, ever.
So, Kate, if we were to take the subject back to an engaged employee...
Yeah.
Can you give us a definition of what you think an engaged employee is?
So this is just something that I think myself, and I don't know if it's a true definition of it. An engaged employee is very different than a happy employee. And everything that I think about engaged employees links to performance. And the three things I look for to see if someone's engaged is the fact that they want to succeed themselves in the business. So they're looking to improve their performance and have success for themselves at the business. The second thing I look for is the fact that they're engaged and interested and want, and they are willing, the people around them, so their colleagues, their friends who they work with, their team, to be a success. And the third thing that I look for is that those people, that individual, wants the business to be a success. So I think if you have all of those three factors, then that, for me, means that someone's engaged.
Okay. So a lot of what you've just talked about, Kate, appears to be on the onus of the employee, but surely the employer, the leadership team, have some part to play in determining what the culture should look like, determining how employee engagement is shaped.
Yeah, absolutely. Employee engagement and culture is down to every single person in the organisation, and every single person has got a part to play in that and have responsibility for that, especially the leadership team. So at Chess, we don't have such a thing as managers. We call all of our people in a leadership position leaders, and we expect our leaders to focus, inspire, motivate and guide the people that work for them. In order to do that, they need to be clear about what the organisation is trying to achieve, and the people need to be clear about what their team is trying to achieve. All referring back to our blueprint, so that everybody's completely clear through the use of the critical success factors, through the use of the blueprint, through the use of the culture statement, what we're trying to achieve as a business and what part they can play in that. And I think we do that through a number of ways. Again, a lot of it linked back to communication, but things like having our all company conference, it's not as big as Microsoft Inspire that you all get to go to, but we have that once a year where we ship everybody in from all of the different sites and make sure that we celebrate success, that everybody understands what we've achieved and what we're trying to achieve.
I love the fact that you're celebrating the success. I think, you know, fundamentally that's critical to the well-being of both an organisation, but also for the motivation of people working for you.
Yeah.
So far we've talked about the tools that you're using and the technology that you're using. We've also talked about engagement being the responsibility of the employee and the employer, and from your perspective, those leaders in the business.
Yeah.
Those are all really fascinating points, which I think resonate well. What I'd love to understand now is your journey to getting that number one spot.
I still, sometimes when we think about it, we still can't really believe it. It didn't seem real. So we've been in the top 100 companies to work for with the Sunday Times for 9 years. And touch wood, if we get in again this year, then it'll have been 10, which is amazing. What people look at from the outside is think, it must be like a fluffy company. I stand up all the time and say, although Chess is a great place to work, we are without a doubt not an easy place to work. We're essentially a sales organisation. So for us to maintain that, and for the last 4 years to have been in the top five, is massive. A couple of things that I always talk about that I honestly believe set us apart from other organisations are the consistency and the rigour in which we get feedback from our people. So we are consistently asking for feedback from our people, and you have to listen to your people if you're going to continue to improve as a place to work. So we have our cultural ambassadors. We've got a team of 60 across the business, and they are people voted in by the rest of the business who are leaders without authority, who protect our culture. And as well as organising all of the fundraising activities and keeping Chess a fun and fair place to work, every Friday they get morale scores for their teams for the rest of the business. So we score morale out of 5 being great, 4 being good, 3 average, 2 poor and 1 very poor. And we do that in every team every week. So what that allows us to do as a senior team is then really drill down and see, is there an area where people might be a bit upset? Is there an area, maybe they're low on resource, maybe they've had a busy week, but rather than allowing things to drag on and on, we can identify that quickly, jump on it and improve it. So I think that's one area that's definitely improved things for, that's definitely has kept us in that list. And I think it's also about allowing our people to play their part in the wider community. So we do a lot of things around reward and recognition, but we also want our people to think about how lucky they are. You know, they've got a job, they work in a nice company, a lot of people who are a lot worse off than us. So we are always encouraging people to do things for the wider community and to raise money for charity. And I think combining being, you know, a performance-driven business with thinking about other people, I think does make a difference and has set us apart.
That's really interesting. And I love the in the community ethos that you have. And I've seen a lot of the work that Chess are doing to support local charities. And also the recognition that you're getting from the local government around the activities that you're engaged in. So that's fantastic to hear. It's also very humbling to hear that makes a real difference in terms of how employees respond to an organisation and how employees feel.
So for me, employee engagement isn't about things like ping pong days and dress down days. For me, if you're going to go away and do one thing differently in your business, it goes back to communication. And what I always say is what we do at Chess that sets us apart is every single month, all of our 550 people have a monthly one-to-one with their leader. And that's a half an hour meeting where they score the leader. The leader scores them on attitude, energy, performance and knowledge. They talk about the performance and they celebrate what they've done well. And that for me is the most important thing. listening to your people, taking on board that feedback, acting on it.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Kerry. I've loved it. Thanks.